Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is December 3, 2019. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Situ and Adyen team up to accelerate Philippa K's in-store digital transformation. Eightfold increase shown in wearable transactions in 2019. Guidelines for accessible payments offered by AusPayNet. Volvo chooses Fico for vehicle subscription service onboarding. Playmobil selects Wirecard to boost the online shopping experience for customers. AUB, Liquid Group team up for cross-border QR payments in Singapore, the Philippines. Kolu, Tel Aviv municipality pilot cashback program for business owners. Europe continues to dominate global e-commerce ranking. Corporate cards collaborative approach to SMB adoption. Finding the right fit for cross-border B2B payments. Now let's get started. Situ and Adyen team up to accelerate Philippa K's in-store digital transformation. Philippa K, one of Sweden's fashion retailers with stores around the world, has joined forces with MPO's system provider, Situ, and payment platform, Adyen, to accelerate the in-store transformation. Philippa K's e-commerce platform was implemented in 5 months from project start to launch in 70 countries, while the switch to Situ and Adyen took 3 months from the start to going live in the first market, and a further 2 more months to be rolled out in all 6 countries where Philippa K has stores. This speed of implementation made the transformation easy for Philippa K's store associates, and with the new setup they can improve the level of service their customers receive. Eightfold increase shown in wearable transactions in 2019. MasterCard has reported that in 2019, wearable transaction figures, in comparison to 2018, showed an eightfold increase. In Europe, payment-enabled wearables are already available in 26 EU countries, offering over 30 different devices. MasterCard suggests that 33% of all wearable transactions in 2019 came from the Netherlands, followed by the UK with 18%, Switzerland with 8%, and Russia with 7%. This includes both active wearables with a battery and passive wearables without a battery, such as bracelets, rings, and regular watches. However, globally, most wearable payments were made in Australia, followed by the Netherlands. The US comes in 8th place, while all other countries in the global top 10 are European, with a total number of European transactions in 2019 being 19, 4 times higher than North America. Guidelines for accessible payments offered by AusPayNet. Australian Payments Network, AusPayNet, has announced the release of guidelines for accessibility in PIN entry on touchscreen terminals. The guidelines are designed to make it easier for people living with vision and/or motor impairments to make transactions on point-of-sale (POS) touchscreens, being the first in the world to address access to POS touchscreen technology for people living with disability. The guidelines include 5 principles. Embed accessibility into payment projects. Make equity and inclusion fundamental. Overlay security and privacy as critical factors. Consider the end-to-end user experience. Work to facilitate accessibility capability and awareness. Volvo chooses Fico for vehicle subscription service onboarding. Volvo Cars has selected Fico Decision Modeler to onboard customers to its new Care by Volvo service. Care by Volvo is a vehicle subscription service designed to let customers enjoy the benefits of a new Volvo, without the challenges of owning one. For a fixed monthly fee, Volvo provides subscribers with a brand new Volvo and covers all regular service, maintenance costs and breakdown cover. The service was introduced to reflect the shift in consumer preference toward car usage and away from absolute ownership. Initially, Volvo used manual, online credit reference checks to onboard new customers to Care by Volvo. Although enough for the pilot launch of the service in Germany, this process could not scale as Volvo rolls out Care by Volvo across Europe and North America. Volvo's decision to use FICO Decision Modeler stemmed from a few factors: FICO's ability to support a global rollout for care by Volvo and the company's understanding of the automotive market. FICO Decision Modeler is part of the FICO Decision Management Suite, an integrated set of tools for building and deploying analytics applications on the FICO Decision Management platform. Playmobil selects Wirecard to boost the online shopping experience for customers. Wirecard, a global digital financial technology provider, has teamed up with Playmobil to support the online shopping experience for customers throughout Europe. As a result, Playmobil can offer and accept a wide variety of local and international payment methods on its e-commerce sites. First invented by Hans Beck in 1974, Playmobil is a popular line of toys produced by the Brandster Group. Over 3 billion Playmobil figures have been produced, with the toy now being played with by children in over 100 countries worldwide. According to Gartner, 64% of people find the customer experience to be more important than price when it comes to making a purchasing decision, according to Wirecard's press release. The payments company supports more than 200 different local and global payment solutions, and thus Wirecard put together a customized payment mix for Playmobil. Wirecard provides both corporate clients and consumers with a constantly expanding ecosystem of real-time value-added services built around innovative digital payments by using an integrated B2B2C approach. AUB, Liquid Group team up for cross-border QR payments in Singapore, the Philippines. Asia United Bank AUB has recently partnered with Liquid Group to open up the corridor for QR payments between Singapore and the Philippines. The partnership's goal is to allow local merchants to accept QR payment apps of Liquid Group and its partners using the AUB PayMate app. Also, AUB will be enabled to service merchants operating in different payment acceptance environment, whether self-employed, small and medium businesses, or large retail chains. The AUB PayMate app is an all-in-one cashiering tool to process e-wallet payments via a mobile app, a web portal and an API. Moreover, Liquid Group's cross-border QR payment platform will cover a range of merchants across retail, food and beverages, entertainment, attractions, and more in Manila and other tourist destinations in the Philippines. The international merchant pool of Liquid Group and its partners will also be expanded, and AUB and its merchants will be given an opportunity to provide financial services to this tourist market. Security while using the Singapore QR apps for cashless payments anywhere in the Philippines will be facilitated for consumers traveling from Singapore to the Philippines. They will be provided with real-time notifications on payment statuses and the availability of online transaction history. Kolu, Tel Aviv Municipality Pilot Cashback Program for Business Owners. Kolu, a city app and digital wallet solution for smart cities, has partnered with Tel Aviv Municipality and the Tel Aviv Foundation to develop financial tools to strengthen urban resilience. When 230 small businesses on Telephone Aviv's Jerusalem Boulevard were cut off from traffic due to light rail construction, business owners took to the streets, protesting the city project, according to Kolu's official press release. Kolu introduced a cashback program for the troubled area. Funded by the city, residents, and visitors to the area who used the Kolu app received a 30% rebate on purchases made at participating shops. The rebate could be spent at any Tel Aviv retailer who was part of the Kolu network, ensuring the money stayed in the Tel Aviv community. The pilot program, which was funded by the Tel Aviv municipality and implemented through Kolu's app, has been a success. Between September 27 to November 15, 2019, Kolu drove over US$550,000 into area businesses, with over US$150,000 in subsidies coming from the municipality. According to store owner reports, revenues, which had dropped by 30%, returned to pre-construction levels. Kolu's app drove over 4,000 users to the Jerusalem Boulevard area, 70% of whom hadn't shopped there at all during the previous 3 months. Those shoppers completed over 23,000 transactions during the pilot period. For the Tel Aviv municipality, Kolu was instrumental in opening lines of communication with area business owners and building trust. They took an urban regeneration approach to the situation, as they found new ways to encourage community involvement to solve a very local challenge, the press release added. Europe continues to dominate global e-commerce ranking. European nations hold 8 of the top 10 spots on United Nations Conference on Trade and Development UNCTAD's Business-to-Consumer B2C e-commerce index 2019. The index scores 152 nations on their readiness for online shopping, worth an estimated US$3.9 trillion globally in 2017, up 22% from the previous year. Europe remains by far the most prepared region for e-commerce, with 8 countries ranking in the top 10 of a global index published on December 3, 2019. For the second consecutive year, the Netherlands leads UNCTAD's B2C e-commerce index, followed by Switzerland. The only non-European countries on the top 10 list are Singapore, 3rd, and Australia, 10th. Countries are scored on the access to secure internet servers, the reliability of postal services and infrastructure, and the portion of their population that uses the internet and has an account with a financial institution or mobile money service provider. The 10 developing countries with the highest scores are all from Asia and classified as high-income or upper-middle-income economies. At the other end of the spectrum, least developed countries occupy 18 of the 20 bottom positions. For example, in half a dozen European nations, more than 80% of internet users make purchases online. But that proportion is below 10% in most low- and lower-middle-income countries. Changes in the 2019 rankings. The 2019 edition of the index includes some notable changes from the previous year. Iceland, New Zealand, and Sweden dropped out of the top 10 list due to a decrease in their scores for secure servers and postal reliability. Iceland's performance was particularly hampered by this indicator. Sweden also saw a drop in the portion of its population using the internet. The 3 nations were replaced by Finland, jumping from 12th to 4th, Germany, bouncing from 16th to 9th, and Australia, moving from 11th to 10th. Regarding the list of the top 10 developing economies, the main change was Chile's fall from the group. The South American nation was replaced by Qatar, which rose in the ranks thanks to the increase of internet use in the country. Practically the entire nation, 99.7% of the population, is now online, according to data from the Transport and Communications Ministry. Despite Chile's fall in the index, it held on to its top spot among countries from Latin America and the Caribbean. Mauritius achieved the best score in sub-Saharan Africa. And Belarus got the highest marks among transition economies. Corporate cards collaborative approach to SMB adoption. Though commercial card innovation has recently hit an acceleration point, there is still plenty of room for progress. A recent report from J.D. Power took one key friction point of the small business SMB credit card market to task. According to its inaugural U.S. Small Business Credit Card Satisfaction Study, businesses are twice as likely as consumers to switch credit card brands, with many small businesses serving relatively low scores for issuers' rewards, benefits, and services. Business credit card issuers are doing a great job with relationship building, getting the formula right on dedicated account management, customized reporting, and digital tools. But they may have a blind spot when it comes to the product itself, said J.D. Power Director of Wealth and Lending Intelligence John Cabell in a statement. Basics like credit card terms, and benefits and services, are the lowest scoring factors in our study. That's important because these perks are the keys to new customer acquisition and existing customer retention areas where business credit card issuers have a clear weak spot. This week's exploration of commercial card innovation looks at how top players in commerce and payments are attempting to fill adoption gaps. Some are focusing on geography, looking at markets with significant room for commercial cards to gain traction. Others are turning toward collaboration and the developer community to more easily create their own corporate card solutions and explore new use cases. Walmart boosts cards for India SMBs targeting India's Kirana, small, locally owned retailers. Walmart India is rolling out a new corporate credit card product in collaboration with HDFC Bank. The card is geared toward SMBs that procure goods from Walmart India's B2B wholesale stores, known as its best price modern wholesale B2B cash and carry stores. Walmart India President and CEO Krish Iyer said in an interview with The Economic Times that the card product marks the first time its Kirana and other SMB members will be able to use credit when making purchases online, as well as in-store. The collaboration also reflects the opportunity for corporate credit card products in markets beyond the U.S. Small and medium enterprises are the backbone of the Indian economy, said HFDC Bank Country Head of Payments Business and Marketing Parag Rao in a statement. We are, therefore, delighted that we have this special card offering exclusively for retailers in this segment, which will give them easy access to credit for all their business expenses, with exceptional rewards. Razorpay links businesses to cards in another initiative promoting commercial card products in India. Payment processing firm Razorpay announced a slew of new financial services for startups, businesses and gig workers in the country, including a payment card. Designed to address underbanked professionals, Razorpay's corporate card offering aims to connect small business owners with credit in a climate in which many cannot access traditional bank loans or corporate credit cards from their banks. While the personal banking ecosystem in India has scaled tremendously in recent years, business banking is still old school, explained Razorpay founder and CEO Harshal Mathur in a statement. Most processes are still manual, and there is no communication among your invoice, payroll, and booking systems. People have to deal with spreadsheet files. The firm's corporate card offering is integrated with businesses' existing platforms, including Razorpay's B2B neobanking platform designed to streamline transactions, payables, payrolls, and more. ICA invests in corporate card innovation. ICA Group and a group of 77 banks across Norway to supply products and services for financial institutions is bolstering its commercial card offering through an investment into payments technology firm Edenbull. With a focus on the user experience, ICA will connect its member banks to Edenbull's payment solutions, including its corporate card and expense management tool, as well as its newest offering, a platform for businesses and not-for-profits to obtain greater visibility and control over employee spend through a card program. Financial terms of the agreement were not disclosed. According to an announcement about the investment, though, Edenbull is in discussions with 20 additional banks around the Nordic region to supply its services. In a statement, Edenbull CEO Nikki Bisgaard said that the acquisition is a testament to our ability to provide significant value to banks and their customers through combining our expertise and experience with payments, with access to and utilization of new technologies. We are excited about the opportunity we have to not only embrace change in the way consumers and businesses think about payments, but continue to take a leading role in setting the agenda and driving change. Galileo looks to developers for B2B card innovation. Card issuing API provider Galileo recently deployed its Galileo Instant Issuing, a solution designed to enable developers and fintech firms to integrate the ability to instantly issue debit cards for users. While the technology was designed for a range of use cases, Galileo noted in its announcement that the solution can be useful for businesses that need to issue physical cards to pay hourly or daily employees in the gig economy, or to issue debit cards and generate bank accounts for employees to make payroll payments. The solution can also be used for businesses and corporates to issue debit cards for workers to make purchases on behalf of their companies. The company is working with MasterCard, which is adding Galileo Instant Issuing into MasterCard Accelerate to expand developers' access to Galileo's suite of APIs and its dashboard tool, enabling developers and fintech firms to manage the cards they issue. Finding the right fit for cross-border B2B payments. The expansion of traditionally consumer-focused fintechs widening their solution scope to include B2B payments tools exemplifies just how massive the opportunity is for service providers to tackle friction. Around the world, B2B transfers are expected to reach a $218 trillion valuation in the next 3 years alone. And with the ability for even the smallest of businesses to step into an international market, and to both source and procure from business partners around the world, the expansion of cross-border B2B transaction volume is only slated to accelerate. The magnitude of the market is attractive even to B2C fintechs, though the industry has quickly understood that B2B problems cannot be addressed with tools and technologies designed for consumer. And indeed, some businesses in need of cross-border payment solutions have been forced to revert to those B2C solutions, with lackluster results. Satoshi Pay, a fintech based in London and Berlin, launched in 2014 with the intention of solving micro-consumer payments friction. But with recent investment by Blue Star Capital, the company is expanding into the B2B realm to address cross-border corporate payments hurdles. For global businesses, national borders are less and less relevant, Satoshi Pay CEO Meinhard Ben recently told PYMNTS. However, he noted, global payments friction runs rampant. Businesses operating across different time zones, for instance, add a layer of complexity, while global infrastructure cannot currently support the demand for fast, transparent global B2B payments. A square peg in a round hole. Currently, Ben explained, businesses face the major hurdle of wielding domestic payment networks for cross-border transaction needs. Many of these businesses use traditional payment networks based on legacy infrastructure that are not meeting the requirements of globalization, such as speedy execution, guaranteed arrival, and transparent competitive fees, he said. Local payment infrastructures are often designed with the consumer in mind and certainly have not historically been built for cross-border B2B transactions. With little other option, service providers have been forced to work with existing infrastructure a bit like forcing a square peg into a round hole. There are other ways, Ben said, that businesses have been attempting to force consumer services and products for their cross-border corporate payment needs. In the past, businesses came up with creative ways to overcome existing limitations, he said. For example, some freelance marketplaces, survey websites, and affiliate marketing businesses are paying out funds using gift cards or store credits in order to avoid pricey cross-border fees and slow settlement times, which sometimes don't support certain local currencies or bank account payouts. A borderless blockchain. Satoshi Pay is part of a growing community of innovators looking to wield existing infrastructure in a powerful way and contribute to the establishment of new infrastructure in order to address global B2B payments demand. Through collaborating with blockchain firm Stellar, Satoshi Pay is embracing distributed ledger technology to both work with and circumvent existing networks. Blockchain technology is built on top of the internet, and therefore borderless by default, said Ben of the technology's applicability in cross-border B2B transfers. Blockchains focused on interoperable payments, such as Stellar and Ripple, provide bridges to traditional payment infrastructures and on-demand liquidity. With plans to launch pilot tests in January, Satoshi Pay B2B is developing two different models to facilitate the movement of funds across borders between two businesses using blockchain. The first is to facilitate near-instant payouts to beneficiaries' local bank accounts via the company's existing blockchain to Bank Link, which uses the Stellar network. The second will deploy stable tokens pegged to fiat currency, and will allow a recipient to off-ramp tokens into the traditional financial market for near-instant settlement, said Ben, adding that existing off-ramps include blockchain-enabled bank accounts, mobile airtime and data top-ups, mobile money, utility bill payments, or goods and vouchers purchases, and the company also sees potential in debit cards connected to blockchain tokens. The faster payment demand. In addition to blockchain's ability to flex in harmony with existing infrastructure, Ben said the tool is also key to facilitating faster and real-time transactions. It's another feature that has traditionally been explored in the context of consumer payments, yet according to Ben, corporates are expressing heightened demand for speed. For businesses, real-time payments enable flexibility, improve cash flow management, and thereby give a competitive advantage, he said. Faster payments can facilitate faster operations throughout the supply chain at large, added Ben, allowing companies to more quickly complete the purchase-to-delivery process. Blockchain can also support split payments, allowing funds to be distributed to the appropriate supply chain partners without delay. Speed also promotes stronger liquidity, particularly for small and medium-sized businesses (SMBs), and can be critical to SMBs in markets with high underbanked populations. The need for instant payments already exists, said Ben, adding that the current banking infrastructure often fails to meet the need for faster cross-border transacting, particularly among businesses. And for companies looking to grab onto any opportunity they can to go global, a lack of adequate global payment infrastructure can be detrimental. Establishing subsidiaries away from a business home market is a challenging task, Ben noted, especially when inefficient cross-border payment infrastructure slows down growth. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.